Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, what a time to be alive. And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things each week to make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Happy 2021, guys.
How's it going so far? Me and Kath talked about how we've both been not sleeping. That's good.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good start.
It's going pretty much the same as it was before, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Patty's life changed. He got a projector.
That's
I feel
true.
Like that's a big life move in these times when you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it right at midnight. It was a New Year's gift. That changed at New Year's. When he got me a one of those, like, you know, Android TV projector guys, and it's pretty sick. It's a lot better tech than I thought existed, like where it you can like adjust how it projects, so you can be off to the side to like an angle and it still shows up like it's flat, like because like it's next to, it's on like a bedside table we have it right now. So obviously,
oh yeah, and you're like weird crooked floors in your apartment. Probably.
Well, that's a whole different
issue. Well, leave the floors alone.
That's a whole different issue.
I didn't mean to roast your apartment. That came out way meaner than I wanted it to.
Well, no, there's a lot of non-Euclidean geometry going on because it's a very old building and it's like slanted.
Patty lives in the house of leaves. We haven't discussed this. It's a big problem.
What is the house from 13 Ghosts?
It's like, it's not big and yet the floor is slanted in multiple directions depending on where you are in the room. It's hard to really...
you live in a level from Mario 64.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
There's a picture that of me standing. I forget why it was taken, but like the background is like very off slanted wise, but I'm like standing straight. Like, it's haunted.
Compute. Yeah. It's a cursed photo.
And then if you jump into the painting, then you collect the stars like we discussed.
Right. So,
you know.
But yeah, the projector's cool. The first thing we watched was Fast Five.
Nice. That's a great thing to test a technology on.
Yeah. I mean, it went off Netflix, or not Netflix, HBO Max at the end of the year, I think. So that's why we were like, oh, we got to watch it.
Got to get it in.
Yeah. And then, we started off the new year as we did last year. So hopefully this is not a... That was good. Just car sound.
It's funny that they don't honk their horns very often in Passive. Any of the Fast and Furious.
That'd be really funny if they were.
Time.
Like, yeah,
that's
during
a really
those
good point.
During the races, they're just honking. Yeah. Like, come on, man! Get out of the way!
I also like the idea of someone in an illegal street race getting cut off and being like really mad about
it. Like, come on!
Well, it's true, you know.
Classic Shelby sound hit.
Classic guy crashed into a telephone pole, forehead on.
That is, if someone is honking that long, you can only assume it's their unconscious forehead. Yeah.
They're either dead or you wish they were dead because they're truly a huge, like just a king asshole, basically.
Yeah.
I live on a very busy street, and occasionally you hear one of those where it's like, wow, still going on? Still, really? You're still honking. The same honk. Uninterrupted.
I'm Kat. I live on a busy street and all my floors are level. Nothing rolls around.
Yeah.
Why is living on a busy street is not a brag?
I know. That's the jibe. That's the jest.
Oh, okay.
Kath lives in Busy Town, actually. She lives next door to the lowly worm.
Yeah. No, the worm and the apple is who's honking for that long. Mm-hmm. He's going nuts.
I was going to say, a projector is an excellent way to enjoy media. And if you enjoy media, particularly this one, remember that you could subscribe to our Patreon for a bonus episode every week, including this week, in which we discuss why cops are really mad at furries and someone who got way too many guinea pigs, which is 250 is the number that's too many. And then they panicked. So check that out.
Hit up that Patreon.
It's true.
Patreon. That was a great plug, Eli. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah.
Patreon.com/whatatimepod.
What a time pod.
We're leaving not plugging in 2020, okay? We're doing good plugs this year.
I'm leaving toxic waste in 2020 in a ditch unsafely disposed of near the school.
Yeah, it's in that damn guy's house, the guy from the iPhone games.
Yeah, kids got three arms in 2021 because of my lax disposal of toxic waste.
The guy from the iPhone games was really killing me the other night when Patty posted the picture of the guy from the plumbing puzzle in the iPhone game and how we're leaving his problems. Puzzle. I would say that's a plumbing puzzle.
Yeah, no, that was a very apt description. I think that was a really good way to wrap it up.
If you play like the garbage iPhone games that make you watch ads, you know the guy we're talking about. It's like the hapless guy who's trying to wash his hands. Or, like, in a different scenario, he's, like, in a barrel going towards a shark or something. It's like,
he has a lot of problems.
How is this
he
guy?
He has the worst life, yeah. Dude.
Look, man, I don't know. Figure it out. Not, you know, I'm done, okay? You know?
Why are you making this my issue?
Right.
Yeah. Plus, he's, like, fucking filthy in this bathroom, and all of his clothes are fucked up. It's like, you could wash your hands at most. Like, you're still filthy.
And apparently the game like is like about like making a garden or it's not even like the puzzle thing. The puzzle's like a very small percentage of the game on top of it. So it's like if you false like doing this, well, you might do it sometimes in this game. Otherwise, it's, you know, that thing where you have to like earn money to buy like a new type of flower. And then that flower earns you money to buy like a new type. You know what I mean? Like
one of those.
They're like tap the flower to increase your gold. And you're like,
I play a beer pong game that I found where you play against different animals, and then a game where you shoot guys with arrows that the levels just repeat each other, and a game where you have to flip a certain number of times before you can dunk a basketball. Okay, I don't play dumb games about growing flowers.
I mean, these are all games that are what you'd give like a 4-year-old at church. But
they all cost $3, $2.99 to not have ads, which is a calculus I have to decide, like how much time am I sinking into this? It's just an idle activity. And eventually the $3 ends up being worth it if you spend like, you know,
well,
more than like 10 minutes.
Well, if you're sick of seeing the plumbing man, then it becomes totally worth it. Because otherwise he just haunts you.
Yeah, it's a weird ecosystem where the games all prop each other up because you get sick of seeing the other ones and then you pay for the one. So eventually that gets spread around, I guess.
Fuck that guy.
When you actually buy one of the games that it advertises to you. Like,
I wish the guy with the plumbing issue was in the tank, or he was the guy where you have to set up the sniper shot at, because those are two other ads they have all the time. I wish he was one of those where you get to kill the person.
Playing your beer pong game and all of a sudden you're against that man?
The green water man.
the green water man who's immediately overwhelmed by any problem. He just like can't shoot any beer pongs. He's just like, whoa!
They need to make a Super Smash Brothers of like free-to-play phone game guys. Like, you could be like green water game guy. You could be like little baseball man. You could be backflip guy.
Yeah, you could be
one of those little army men.
The guy who like has to defeat the goblin. That's another one of the ads that runs all the time. Like, I must defeat the goblin.
No, that's actually a
problem
text
we all
getting.
Have. That's relatable.
That's a text you're getting from a guy. It's not a game.
That's just
oh,
ad.
Like,
that's,
I really
that's
need
an
your
ad
help.
From Ossoff and Warnock is I must defeat the goblin. Those are just emails.
Patty, time is running out. I must defeat the goblin. Donate to
Act Blue. I need $25 to defeat the goblin.
I'm humbly request that you help me defeat the goblin. Once again, I am asking, please help me defeat the goblin.
Yeah. For some reason, they both refer to their opponent as the goblin. It's a strange.
If somebody started doing that, I think they would win. If they just only referred to their opponent as the goblin. Yeah. Never by name.
Disgusting goblin.
It's smear attacks on my opponent, the goblin.
I am not a goblin.
The dastardly goblin. What is it? The death of Robert Ford at the hands of the dastardly goblin?
Yeah.
the assassination of Jesse James by the coward goblin.
Yeah. I've enjoyed that AR games and stuff on phone is like gotten, that's like the divider for where my parents like aren't sure if it's real. Like, that's how Fartech went. because I posted a story of like a little Gengar dancing on my table, and my dad was like, "Who is this guy?
Is he really there?"
Oh no! I mean, I think he just meant like, "Is this a little toy you got?" But he definitely thought it was like in my room. And I was like, "No."
Who is this guy? He thought you got a new roommate. He was like very confused.
Yeah, my new roommate, Tiny Gengar. The big problem, his acidic spit and lick is everywhere.
So phone games, check them out.
Check them out.
Should we do numbers?
Yeah, call us up, Greenwater Game. We'll fucking sponsor you.
Oh, we will plug the shit out of Greenwater Game.
Yeah. What is it? It's I'm not going to say what it is, but yeah, the guy, he's in multiple games. He's got a name. Apparently, he's a butler or something. I don't care.
He's obviously like that guy. Have you seen this? Have you seen this man in your game?
Have Millions you waited 30 seconds world. To skip this man?
Yeah. You go back to like old games. He's in like Dragon Quest and like all this.
He's
old
somehow
shit.
In like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, his first appearance was in Legacy of the Wizard on NES. There are probably 10 people that know what that is. And cheers
he's
to
in,
them.
He's in Pong.
Yeah,
walking
he's
across
in Pong
the
somehow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just getting beaned with the little Pong ball.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Someone write a creepypasta about the Greenwater guy.
You turn Millions on your across sink. The world see this man in their phone yeah. games every night.
Did you guys remember the ad where he visits someone in the hospital? It's like, no, that ad only ran once or something.
Yeah, where he made SpongeBob kill Squidward. Remember the canceled episode where Greenwater Man makes SpongeBob kill Squidward? Anyways.
Yeah. Numbers.
Number five.
This is a story from it's a little while ago because we took a week and did a best of episode. So this is from last year. Whoa! It's a 12-year-old in the UK in Manchester. Do we want to say his name? I don't know. I think it's fine. Cale Bell. He got in trouble for hosting a rave in the boys' lavatory during lunch. And this is at his school. And this is exactly the music I'm imagining, exactly like the boiler room thing, you know, where they're just standing there and turning the knobs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got busted after about a half hour, I guess.
That's a long ass time.
They got a pretty good rave in.
Yeah, he posted on Snapchat. they it's had just... a, I guess, I guess they had a lunchtime rave with complimentary bottles of Lucozade, which is like a, you know, Gatorade.
Yeah.
And Cadbury.
Oh, I know about
Twirls.
Lucozade.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I know about the bullshit Lucozade. Get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, what was the other thing besides Lucozade they had?
Cadbury Twirls. That's some kind of
wow. I love
sweet.
The idea of getting bottle service at the boys' bathroom rave, where they bring you a Lucozade in a bucket of ice, and then everyone thinks you're really cool.
It's just I'm just imagining a full room of remember the little kid rave gif where he has the sunglasses on and he's like
yeah.
It's just like filled with that. I would. There's nothing I'd like to walk into more than a fucking 12-year-old rave in a bathroom just that, going crazy.
I know what you mean by it, but that sounds a little suspect.
No. I think everyone will understand. I won't be taking out of context at all.
You're gonna get clipped. You're gonna get sound clipped and canceled.
So his mom, I guess, is the one that posted about it, like posted on Facebook basically, and just did a post about how she thought it was actually funny, like he didn't get in trouble. But the teachers took his equipment. So he had like decks, speakers, disco lights. He had like the whole thing set up.
There's
had, like,
a picture of him and he looks exactly like a DJ from Manchester, England. Like shrunk down. Like he has like his decks and then he has like an Adidas track jacket on. And he just looks like a little baby Chav. And it's so great. Like
I just imagine him being like a little 12-year-old, but he has Aphex Twin's face like in the Window Licker video. He's just like... That would be pretty good.
Just going for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's a picture of him in the Facebook post his mom did. And it's like him, like, waiting, like looking very like serious, like he knows he's gonna get yelled at. And then apparently they didn't yell at him; they just said it was funny. Like they like spooked him by taking a picture of him when he was expecting to get told off by his
aww.
Mom. And yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I'm glad he didn't get in trouble because it is funny, but also like he probably should have just because it's coronavirus. Like,
yeah, that's the unspoken issue here. Yeah, that's
like. Under normal times, free this man, absolutely. But like, now you should probably be like, hey, don't do that. That's not good.
Don't kids like not get it or something? I feel like I just keep seeing kids, like no one in school has masks or whatever. But I don't know.
I don't know.
Kids can get it. It's, yeah. But anyway.
Well, then why did I have to stop hanging out with them? do you guys want to know some of the Lucozade flavors? Because I was curious.
Oh my god, bug pudding?
That's what I was thinking. They have Lucozade Original, which is okay. Like I don't know what that's supposed to be. And then also the other one that I like is Lucozade the Brazilian.
Ooh,
I don't know what that is.
It has no pubes.
Yeah,
just
that's
wax.
The pube free.
All the other Lucozade have pubes in it, a choice that many people criticize.
With orange juice when you can moderate the level of pulp. It's
let me get
like
a Lucozade some pubes. Some pubes Lucozade.
Yeah.
Fresh squeezed Lucozade from the fruit of the Luca tree over in cheery Britain town.
I'm not sure why this kid hasn't, like, or maybe he did and I didn't find a follow-up story, but, like, seized on this and do, like, an... You know, have his mom let him do like an Instagram live or something, you know, with him DJing. This feels like he's, you know,
he should do a versus.
Yes. With another little British boy.
Give him a boiler, like you said, give him a boiler room set. Noisy, call him up.
Yeah.
Get him one of those. Now, like all the time, if you go to Twitch, the homepage is just like some weird DJ that like can't go out to do club gigs and is just like extremely on coke. Live online
in their home.
Yeah, there's one guy that just like he was like the most on coke dude I've ever seen. He was like playing music and then he pulled out his scarf and like whipped it out and then tied a scarf around his head like a headband, and I was just like, you're on 1 billion cocaine, dude. This is just he was going absolutely nuts. But I guess that's what you
gotta
do.
Like weird to because I just feel like watching a person through a screen that's on cocaine really just highlights all of the bad things about a person on cocaine and really none of the good things about it. It's just, you're only getting like really the worst version of that.
Just like a lot of like mouth movement, a lot of like jaw movement that is sort of unrelated to speaking.
I mean, I would say screens aside, it's the best, like the reason people like cocaine is not talking to someone who's on it, I think.
I would go so far as to say that,
I love hanging out with someone else who's on drugs.
It's a very selfish drug in that way. It makes you feel good, but it makes you virtually intolerable to everyone else around you.
Yeah.
But hey, if it helps you DJ your Twitch sets, I feel like people do... Like, people will stream for so long. I feel like there are probably performance-enhancing drugs going on Twitch so that people can fucking play a video game for 8 straight hours.
Oh, like, that seems like a genuine thing. It's like Adderall abuse. It's also in competitive gaming. It's like, they're like, we need to start testing for Adderall. But that's why there's like this weird thing on Twitch where like, if you're ever on Twitch, there's all these people that like keep telling everyone to drink water all the fucking time. And
they're
like
rolling.
Like, no, well, they're just always like, you've been live for 4 hours. Make sure you drink water.
It's like a self-care bot.
Yeah, there's one called Hydration Bot, but also just real people do it. And I'm kind of convinced that it's like, it's just emerged as a way to pretend that someone being on camera for 18 fucking hours is not incredibly unhealthy for them. Like, I get the thing, but it's kind of weird to be like, oh, time to watch my favorite streamer. He's going to play Overwatch for 10 hours straight. And then be like, I want to make sure he's healthy. It's like, he's not. It'll tell you right now, he's not. He's not doing well.
He's not,
this I mean,
is
not that he's not doing well, but it's like, the health is probably, you know.
This is probably not like the most optimal way for a person to live.
Yeah.
regardless of what's going on.
The retinas on this man are just bleached out from staring at a screen for 10 hours a day. So
I like the idea of the drink water bot interrupting like a 4-hour YouTube debate or whatever people like to watch on that kind of stuff.
Too. Yeah.
It's like, here's what we need to do, like a politics debate. And it's like, drink water. Also, stop doing this. Who's everyone involved stop needs to stop this. Yeah. So everyone stop doing this.
We need a stop bot. It's like, everyone go home.
You've been yelling for 4 hours. Make sure you turn off your computer, and then it just shuts off the stream.
It's like, yeah. You guys should stop doing this, but the people that are watching should really stop. Like, there's, you know about TV, right? Yeah. You guys know about television or movies or,
That's a nostalgic, very nostalgic sound.
That's like the energy. Sonic version of giving somebody on the internet the light, is you just play the windows shutting down sound at them.
Yeah, turn on, wrap log it off. Log off.
It's well, good. Speaking of wrapping it up, cheers to Kale Bell.
And, Kale Bell.
Hopefully he is on Versus soon, tearing it up.
Number four.
Number four, you may have seen this on the internet this past week. It really took the internet by storm. In Pompeii, they recently made a new discovery, which, like, that to me is news, because, like, I didn't know they were still discovering stuff there. I thought it had already, like, kind of been discovered. But the cops are coming to take me away for
yeah, like, nobody's been over there. Nobody ever go over this.
There's a really whimsical police siren going on outside. I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's like halfway between a siren and an ice cream truck.
No, this is just Kath has always thought that ice cream trucks are just nice cops with ice cream because they are both in cars that make noise. I hope one of those ice cream cops comes by.
I flag down an ice cream truck and, like, there's been a robbery. And they're like, what?
Help! Running into the street in front of an ice cream. Officer! Officer!
Anyway, Pompeii. They're still discovering stuff. And one of the things they discovered is basically a fast food restaurant, which in ancient Roman times was known as a Thermopylaeum, a place where something hot is sold, which the way that that's described also, it's like, I think they just mean hot food, but like something hot. It's like a riddle.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Maybe you get food. Maybe you get a coal, you know?
Right. Maybe you get smelted metal poured into your bare hands.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you put your hand in the mouth of the, like, you know, like the... Yeah,
yes, that's a gargoyle.
You put your hand in the gargoyle, and it's, you know, it's going to be hot, but you don't know what it's going to be. And you hope it's just not a turd.
That's you hope it's really... like a little calzone guy or something. You
know? Yeah. But yeah, so it's like it looks like a shockingly sort of modern, like, fast food place. It's like these counters with... holes in the top where they would put amphora, like, to hold food stuff, and then you would go, and it looks basically exactly like a Chipotle. You would, like, go down the line and say what you wanted, and they found, like, these terracotta jars where they would keep the food, and there are like a bunch of like bone fragments of, like, ducks and goats and pigs, like all the food they were selling. And so they had Chipotle in ancient Pompeii, which is pretty sweet.
They were always mad when fucking somebody would take forever to pick what of the amphoras that they wanted to eat. Even you're like you've been here a billion times. How do you not know what you want? It's just fucking Socrates, like, taking forever considering all the choices.
Yeah, just a bunch of people. Bunch of people in line from the office waiting to get lunch. The ancient Roman office.
It's chopped salads. It's the ancient Roman version of chopped salads. Garum is extra. A couple dollars extra to put fermented fish sauce all over your food. That's the only ancient Roman food I know is garum.
Garum, yeah.
Yeah, they just douse everything in garum for extra extra. Couple coins, couple shiny metal things. I don't know what the money was back then either.
Shiny metal. It was shiny metal things.
It was probably shiny metal things. I just don't know what they were called.
Most likely, yeah. Do you think that I feel like people definitely did that back in olden times, or whatever, like, used, like, Socrates as an insult and stuff. Like, if someone had to think really hard in school, they'd be like, look at Socrates. Oh, considering the universe, are we? Answer the question, you fool.
Like, yeah, it's like calling someone Einstein.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is like calling someone Einstein.
Like, if someone, like, shit themselves, they'd be like, look at Socrates! So, I don't know. You know, something else stupid, like shitting yourself.
Have either of you been to Pompeii? I've been to Pompeii. That's why I'm asking.
I have not been to Pompeii.
Is it worth it? It's pretty cool. I mean, and it's also in, like, a really beautiful region of Italy, so it's like it's worth the trip. But the thing that I mostly remember about it, because I went when I was in high school, was one of the things that is most well preserved there are brothels. So there's a lot of like, but there's like a famous one of a guy with like just a giant dick, like down to past his knees, just like nude dick coming out under his like little toga guy.
Is this like so a petrified like a fresco guy or like a a fresco?
It's like a fresco, yeah. And there's a lot of frescoes of
a huge hog just petrified.
He's like, well, at least everyone will know.
Yeah.
No, man, the cops are just after me today.
Yeah. You should let them in your building.
But the other thing about the brothels and everything is that in the street, like if you're walking down the cobblestone streets, there are signs pointing to where the brothel is engraved in the stone relief of the street, and they're just dicks pointing toward the brothel.
Hell
like
yeah.
That was like the one thing of street signs that was there. It was like, we don't know what any of these streets are called, we don't know where anything is, but like we do know where the brothel is. That's the most important. Whatever language you speak, You just follow the dicks and
universal
you can get
sign
what you need. Yeah.
They also discovered the world's first fast brothel where they had, it was a drive through sort of thing where there were just holes in the outside wall and you could just,
oh, no.
You could fuck the brothel itself. You could just ram the wall. Just a little line of bare Greek asses going at it.
They really, we're all about efficiency in Pompeii.
Mm hmm.
But yeah, man, I think this is pretty cool. I do wonder like how many types of food they could have possibly had, because my impression of what people ate in ancient times was like pretty much just exactly the same thing every day, you know?
Yeah, just different like salted meats, right? Probably just like different like cured things and like preserved bits.
Lots of wine. I know that.
They said snails. They said snails was one of the options. They found snail shells, so that's cool. You get some snails.
Yeah.
Chew just on some this. Snails out of a terracotta pot? No, thank you.
I like that you said Chipotle, because I still imagine them wrapping everything in a burrito, even though it's just like gross old Greek, like ancient food. So it's just like
Roman.
A bunch of snail shells.
Italian,
sorry. Like a bunch of just like a bunch of like old snail shells and like a goat's horn wrapped in a burrito. And they're like, here. I know
here
they
you go.
Eat bones, but that. Realizing that Rome and Greek are very understandably connected in my head, but definitely not the same country. Working on that over.
Greece, Italy, different places.
Chewing that over in my head currently, making progress, learning.
I'm growing. I'm committed to growth this year in learning that Greece and Italy are two different countries.
Yeah, different columns.
Rome and Greek, not same. That's what we're taking.
I just made a big note in red ink in my head as to not be embarrassed as such again. They're just the column civilizations. We spend a lot of time on columns.
I mean, I get
columns.
It. Like, well, the Romans ripped off the Greeks. They, like, thought the ancient Greek culture was so cool. They were like, let's just do that again.
Wow, these Greeks are so cool. I don't know why they're German in this. the Greeks are so cool.
Yeah, that's very fun. They were like the original statue avatar guys. They're just like the throwback accounts to the way things used to be.
Yeah, they would come back from studying abroad in Greece and start just calling everything... They'd be like, I got to go home to my Parthenon. I'm sticking with the German accent because it's funnier to me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, everything's a flat. My Greek flat. You know, just like always bring up what they call stuff in Greece.
They're a whole country of Hilaria Baldwin, is what you're saying.
Man, I didn't even follow that, and I still knew that. I was just like, this is so absurdly dumb. I don't want to read about it, but I am glad I know about it. Like, I don't want to get into it, but I'm glad it's happening.
It's kind of delightful because, like, it's such a harmless thing. Like, I feel like it happens on a small scale all the time, but it's just because she's married to Alec Baldwin that it, like, became an actual story that was like person pretending to be from Europe even though they're not really from Europe. That's like, that's like, I would say maybe one in 30 white people in New York City like do that.
It also feels like there's such a, I feel like there's such a possibility that Alec Baldwin never even knew she was pretending to be Spanish. Like, she just, he just doesn't know anything about her.
I remember reading rumors about, like, there were staff that were kind of like, hey, man, just so you know, like, she's like Hillary from Malden, Massachusetts or whatever.
Oh, she's consider the source. That's what he said in the
Malden, all right, online now.
Yeah, I think she's just from Boston. I don't think it's from, but
I know she's from Weston because she's from where my meanest summer camp bully was from. So I remember that. Like,
was it her?
Yeah, the girl who read my journal at summer camp to the whole cabin was from Weston, Massachusetts.
Oh my god! Like, how did you not just slap it out of her hands?
I wasn't there. I heard about it later.
Oh shit! I would have. Yeah, you would have form tackled that motherfucker into a wall.
That's why you get a journal that has one of those little things that you need.
Little locks.
The world's smallest key that could easily be snapped to read.
Dude, very important. Summer camps are insane. Like, I get why people do them, but they do. They form like these awful little tribes. When you get like anyone's been to summer camp, it's like, it's real Lord of the Flies shit. Like, it gets so mean so fast, and there's such a hierarchy so quickly established that's just, like, absolute chaos.
I definitely, like, I had fun. I had a lot of fun, and I met, like, my best friend I met at summer camp. Like, Becky I met at summer camp. So, like, there are good things about it, but it is, you're ruled over by equally petty high school kids. Like, that's who's in charge of
who are hungover because they get drunk at the lake.
Who are hungover.
And
it can be very brutal.
And like,
I think as kids reach puberty, it gets like very brutal. I think pre-pubescent summer camp is like chill and fun, and then as soon as people reach, like, when you start caring about boys and stuff, it gets ugly.
Even if you're a responsible, you know, like, person for your age and you're a counselor, like, the sort of problems that, like, little 14-year-old boys create are just like, there is no answer to them. Like, I remember one of the problems in my cabin was just like, hey, this kid, like, is very like jerks off every night in the cabin.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like, there's always, if you're in a room full of 10 13-year-old boys, at least one is cranking off in a year.
Yeah.
At all times. Just that, around the clock, there is one cranking off at all times.
These filthy fucking wood cabins. So, like, you can't even, like, clean them because they're wood. And just, like, little boys just running around fucking cranking their hogs at full speed. And then you have some, like, 17-year-old that's like, learn how to wrangle these. It's, like, impossible.
He's doing it like a third as much, but he's still doing it fairly frequently. Yeah. So it's not really very helpful.
He's doing it in the woods, you know, like you're supposed to be doing. But yeah, it was like one of those things. There's just like, there's no answer for that. So they just break.
The answer is that you shouldn't put 10, 13-year-old boys in a wooden box in the woods. Like, that's the answer.
Yeah, it was like, it's like, okay, you're going to go to summer camp for 8 weeks, and around week 7, your counselor is going to mentally break. And that was what happened, and he kicked a rugby ball at the kid who wouldn't stop jerking off. Spiked a rugby ball into him while he was jerking off.
While he was jerking off?
Because he would do it as soon as the lights went out, but it's a fucking cabin and everybody knows. So it would be like barely dim, and he'd be like, fucking come on, man. We could all hear your like 20-year-old sheet metal bed shaking. Like, stop, please.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that because I went to all girls camp. So like, that was not really an issue.
Oh, yeah.
That came up all that often. I feel like the equivalent was, I feel like every single year at girls' summer camp, someone would learn that a vagina has two holes and it would blow their mind. I feel like I've talked about this before on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Just like like ruin their like their yeah. their whole world would collapse. Their yeah. their whole world would crumble when they realized there was a pee oh hole and then another hole.
Those years are just full of chaos. Because that was like, I remember another big prank in like summer camp type thing would just be like, someone is suddenly naked. Like that was always the prank. Like it was like It Follows. Like everyone would just be like hanging out playing Gin Rummy, and then all of a sudden you turn around and one of the kids would just be like butt ass naked in the bathroom door.
Like, again, not relatable to my experience whatsoever.
Well, it's yeah. a time. It's truly
not,
a time.
I did not go to a sleepover summer camp, and I have to say, it doesn't sound like I missed much. I don't have a lot of regret.
Oh, there's lots of other stuff you get to do, though. You can go go-karting. You can break your nose at circus camp.
One of my favorite traditions was usually, it wouldn't be like your cabin every year, but every year one cabin would, after lights out, psyop themselves into thinking their cabin was haunted. That would happen. And then they would not be able to go to sleep. And usually there would be some noise or something that would send them all running out of the cabin. And the counselor that was like in charge of patrol would have to convince them there was no such thing as ghosts. And it would yeah. be a whole cycle every year.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, I always felt bad for, I was chubby those years, but I was like not chubby enough that there was always like, it's like, you know, the when you're running away
from
the bear.
There was a fatter kid
yeah,
to
Yeah, it's
make
like
fun
running
of.
Away from a bear. You just need one person to be slower.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like that. And, you know, they'd always be like, if there was like water skiing or something like that, and you could just like see that kid be like, God damn, I want to go water skiing, but it's going to be a fucking spectator sport for everybody at the camp to watch me bail on water skis. Yeah, shout out to all those camps. I hope they're not operating now. That seems like an absolute hotbed for COVID. Oh, yeah. But
yeah, summer camp, a brutal society.
Yeah.
Like ancient Pompeii.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do number three?
Yeah, let's do it.
There we go.
Number three.
Number three, this comes to us from a very good display name on Discord, Jean-Paul Chartre. So it's a Jean-Paul that is both shit and fart, or expected to fart, and then shit. And this is a
We know what a shart is.
I just want to explain, I don't know who listens.
Do you think someone who listens to this podcast doesn't know what a shart is?
Add us on Twitter if you just learned what a shart is.
Someone who did is now like threw their headphones off, like in disgust. Like it's like,
my God, they're like, that's what I've been doing.
it has a name.
Like, we were already on thin ice after the cranking off discussion, and then it's okay, gross. Yeah. All right, I'm done.
Cranking off is one of those. Like, if you wanted to and you had a lot of friends that weren't online at all, you could just go come off as a genius. Because, like, every time I said cranking off, which I guess is a very online phrase, and then people aren't online hear it, they're like, oh, ho, 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 ho. And I have to be like, that's not me. So this is a story. It's kind of half news story, half just genuinely fascinating. So obviously the vaccine is going out. Everybody's taking it. There's no discussion or discrepancy or
there's no problems.
No problems.
It's going great.
No problemo, they said, re-vaccine. But so one of the problems with the vaccine, at least the Pfizer one that's going around, is that it has to be stored at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. It has to be stored at, like, ultra low temperatures. And so there are not a lot of companies and, like, you know, kind of like transportation companies that have experience with having to keep something that cold, you know, constantly and, like, consistently, except for one beloved company, which is the ice cream of the future, Dippin' Dots, who has extensive experience in transporting things at sub-zero temperatures. As it says here, their ice cream of the future maintains its characteristic beaded form only if stored at negative 49 degrees Fahrenheit. And apparently it's like kind of close, because in the same way as the vaccine, if Dippin' Dots slip more than a few degrees either way, they like totally fuck. Like they just go
they're,
to shit.
They're no longer the substance of Dippin' Dots.
They yeah, now they're else. Now you just have ice cream of the present, like an asshole.
By the way, I need to get this out. It's in my brain and now it can't leave. I think it's really sexist that the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at the temperature that men like the thermostat to be at. Boom! Okay, it's good. Keep going.
I like it to be cold. It's
Do you comfy. Think I can sell that to, like, I don't know, who does that kind of comedy now?
I don't
I guess
know.
No one.
What, like a 3-foot-long hand towel with that sewn onto it? Like, too long of a setup.
No, I mean, like, to, like,
No, a bumper like... sticker that says, I think it's sexist that the vaccine has to be stored at negative 92 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the temperature that men like to be the thermostat at. Thank you, Catherine Bedoro at twitter.com.
No, I feel like it could be a bumper.
It's like one of those things you hang on your car when you don't want the bumper to get the bumper bullies. It covers the entire back half of your you know. PT
I'm just saying, if there were like a middle-aged lady late night host, that could be a monologue joke.
You could sell like a his and hers t-shirts. The woman could wear that shirt, and then the man can wear one that says, you can tell which vaccines are going to women because they all have a sweater on them or something like that.
There's an arrow. I'm with the guy that likes the thermostat to be at the temperature all of right. the vaccine. I'm just fucking around. All right.
We had a great show. Thanks, yeah. everyone. Just doing the goodbyes during the SNL intro. That's the
because the joke is so long.
I would love
you get to the end of the joke and then you have to do the goodbyes.
That would be me if I was in charge of that at SNL. I know it's a live band. The first sketch sucks, and I'm just like, hit it. Alec Baldwin walks on stage. Get out here.
Just playing this music and it's just people like being caught at like a hot dog cart or like, you know, like swiping their Metro card and it's not going through. And they're like,
they're on the way out. Imagine an SNL style, like it's the style of the SNL intro, but it's someone being trailed and executed by a hitman. Like they finally get them at the hot dog cart and they turn around and then they get shot.
And then the music.
Yeah. Do you have how many episodes did you pull SNL ending jams from? This is like 3 different variations.
Well, this is the beginning. This is the start.
Oh, okay. This is not SNL. This is Star Wars. So, I know that.
So Dippin' Dots just kind of rode in like Gandalf at Helm's Deep. That's basically what we're saying.
They're like we know what you're dealing with here.
Like a benevolent version of the Papa John's, like there will be a reckoning. The Dippin' Dots CEO is like, oh, you'll need me someday. Like, yeah. You know, that kind of.
Yeah. Oh, how the turntables.
It takes is a global pandemic, and Dippin' Dots is back, baby.
You mocked us for so long.
So I had to say, I've had Dippin' Dots within the past. Well, now it's going to be at least 2 years, I guess, because I didn't have any.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, week.
Yeah. That's what you risk it for.
I have one of those freezers at home, so I keep them in there.
You ordered it from Seamless when you were getting.
Bring me from Met Stadium, bring me Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I had them at Yankee Stadium. I can't remember where else it would have been. But, hey, they're fun. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not the worst.
I like Dippin' Dots. Dippin' Dots are good, I think.
But it is just like it's such an event-based item. You can't like buy them in the store. Like
you're not eating them for the flavor, and you're eating them, because you're in the environment that calls for Dippin' Dots.
You know, Dippin' Dots just gives you a safe way to achieve every child's dream of eating styrofoam. That's what they're trying to like, and this is what it would feel like. And then it also tastes like ice cream.
It is kind of perfect for the vaccine, though, because, like you said, like the only places you eat Dippin' Dots are now completely off limits to go because they're all places where you're in huge groups of people.
Well, they already did that, right? They turned a bunch of stadiums back then, like they turned a bunch of stadiums into COVID testing sites. You hook up the fucking Dippin' Dots machines to the vaccine and get the the real thing is when you get one of the Dippin' Dot vending machines, where not only do you get ice cream of the future little dots, you get like the vacuum tube that sucks them up. You know
I don't know that.
About?
No.
I don't think
is that like at a Dippin' Dots bank?
Yeah, at the bank. I just go to the regular bank Dippin' Dots.
I'd like to make a deposit and you just put a handful of Dippin' Dots in the little tube.
Like scientists years from now get confused and think that Dippin' Dots were our currency. Like, no, like it's like a you know, like any vending machine, but I don't know if it's necessary or whatever, but you know, the Dippin' Dots are down in the like holding thing, which is a bunch of dry ice, I guess. So it's also like smoking. It looks very cool. And then it's a vacuum tube that like goes in and then like sucks up a Dippin' Dot and gives it to you. It's very cool. good robot, IMO. So yeah, this the article is mostly talking about how it's funny that like Dippin' Dots has, because they need whatever they call it a cold chain, which is like, you know, the transportation chain that will never drop the temperature. And Dippin' Dots is like very experienced in this, which also asks the question, were Dippin' Dots worth it? Because it seems, I'm really realizing that they, if something took almost the scale of a national vaccine distribution to sell like medium good ice cream, just like what kind of angel investor was like in on this? But yeah, who had a
vendetta against it? Was somebody, I think it was Sean Spicer, had a bunch of old posts that were just like,
oh, yeah,
like Dippin' Dots is not the ice cream of the future. Just like multiple posts.
Yeah, he got really fucking mad about it. Yeah, I do remember that.
And it is not the ice cream of the future. And just think getting really bad at that slogan is very
like
funny.
Something like they filed for bankruptcy and he posted a link to that. It's just like, this guy's like dancing good on the grave of Dippin' Dots. Well, joke's on you again, Spicer. So
they're back. Now they're better than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're not. I think they're saying that some have been reached out to, but the other one is that they're saying is that they have, you know, they have these specialized freezers for Dippin' Dots, and a lot of people, they say several people have been contacting us to purchase these ultra low temperature freezers. So they're like, please give us the Dippin' Dots fridge for putting the vaccine in. Which Dippin' Dots guy, maybe not the time to get like kind of snippy about this, but he's like, they don't want to buy them permanently. They want to borrow them, and then we don't want them back because they've got vaccine all over them, and we can't put Dippin' Dots in there.
This is so crazy because, like, my friend
is a Dippin' Dot.
My friend, like months ago, when they were talking about this thing, she tweeted. She was like, "They should just give the vaccine to the Dippin' Dots people, and you get Dippin' Dots with the vaccine. Mm. Boom, done." So she was really on to something. I feel like, well, she was really predicting the future. And also, I would like free Dippin' Dots with my vaccine, please.
Yeah. Can we get sponsored by Dippin' Dots? The
store
food you can
in the
only
same freezer.
Get.
Who cares?
Sponsored by Dippin' Dots. Hey, thanks to our sponsor, Dippin' Dots. Go to a professional sports game soon and check them out. Impossible to buy anywhere else.
Yeah, I guess they have the vending machines. I looked up locations because I was curious, like around me. And
Dippin' Dots near me.
Dippin' Dots would like to know your location. Allow.
So it's like shopping centers and Dippin' Dots stores. I guess there are some stores. None of those are. They're all in like Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh yeah.
There's one in Foxwoods. In Connecticut. Entertainment venues, so they're the Jacob Javits Center, so we could have gotten someone when we did Meet the Breeds.
So someone was eating Dippin' Dots when Hillary lost?
Maybe.
I hope so.
Podesta right walked out with Dippin' Dots.
Right after they find out she loses, there's just a huge line for Dippin' Dots that materializes. Everyone's so sad.
I would say just a trash can overflowing with Dippin' Dots cups. They're probably like blue Dippin' Dots and some shit, you know.
With the like Hillary sign like smashed into the top.
You can go up on the Intrepid. They have a Dippin' Dots, I guess, or a machine or something. Chuck E. Cheese in Brooklyn on Flatbush Ave.
When you say a machine, I'm imagining the exact same machine that smashes the pennies, but it just produces Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. It's funny because
Rube Goldberg device that produces Dippin' Dots somehow.
You still put a penny in and pick one of several patterns, but then you just get Dippin' Dots instead of the smash penny.
No, it's an individual Dippin' Dot machine. It's one penny per dot, and you can buy as many as you'd like. Put them in there.
And
the line for that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So no Dippin' Dots within walking distance for me. I guess technically within walking distance, but nothing that I want to walk to.
I think I could maybe get them from the Chuck E. Cheese on Flatbush because Chuck E. Cheese is doing delivery. I might have to put in a special request and be like, Dippin' Dots.
Pasquale's Pizza?
Money is no Dippin' object. Pasquale, get me the dots. Give me the Dippin' Dots.
Do you guys have dry ice delivery bags? It's like, no, we do not.
Yeah, just fill a fucking heat wave bag from Domino's with Dippin' Dots and bring it to me, you fucking rat. You mouse. You filthy mouse. Bring me my dots.
Disgusting mouse.
Yeah. So, reach out to the Dippin' Dots guys. I think I don't know. If I was a Dippin' Dots, you could probably get an absurd government grant for these freezers, right?
Just like, oh my God, even just the PR alone. Like, who thinks about Dippin' Dots that much? I feel like this is the best advertising you could ask for.
Yeah. Save your company. Well, I guess it's... They did go bankrupt, you know?
If the government was interested in actually... Like, the federal government's interested in the actual distribution of the vaccines, which they do not appear to be, they could make a ton of money on, like, a bulk purchase or manufacture of these things. But... unfortunately, they have to go to the states, I guess.
Yeah.
And only some of the states are, so.
What I like is this is, like, kind of feels like the closest that real life would get to, like, the plot of the movie Evolution, where they find out that, like, the thing that kills the aliens is in Head and Shoulders shampoo.
Sure.
Like, it's sort of, it feels close to that. Like,
also, David Duchovny and Orlando Jones are here as well.
Yeah, they're involved. They're definitely part of it.
We can't say how, but they are involved. We can confirm their involvement.
Yeah.
Number two.
This is a sad story for some of our listeners and perhaps some of our hosts as well. A tragic shipping accident happened recently in the Pacific Ocean. There was a storm, and sadly, a shipment of rare Gokus has been lost at sea. Nearly 2,000 shipping containers were sunk to the bottom of the ocean when a container ship named One Apus, which is a very funny name to me. APUS, how would you pronounce it? One Apus.
It sounds like someone trying to remember Don Imus's name. Who's that guy? Got fired for being racist?
One Apus?
Yeah.
But yeah, so they were these, like, ultra-rare Gokus in his, quote, Ultra Instinct Sign transformation. And they were going to be released exclusively at, like, an event. Like, you could only get them at this one thing. Which, first of all, why are you having events? Like, I don't like that. So maybe this is for the best. But, the pre-orders for these Gokus sold out within 15 minutes. It was, like, a huge deal, and now they are all at the bottom of the ocean, and no one can get the rare Gokus until, I guess, James Cameron comes and saves them. So,
well, yeah, this container ship thing is crazy. It's like one of those, like, huge, like, ships the size of, like, I don't even know what to compare it to, but, like,
a whale.
Like, containers are huge, and then this has, like, hundreds of them stacked on top of each other, and it, like, the ocean was so crazy that it, like, tipped over and a bunch of them fell out. Like, that's, like, crazy,
like,
to
rolled.
Think about.
It's there was a really serious storm. So I don't know, maybe this will get nerds to care about climate change.
Well, I would guess that the rare Gokus went to the bottom of the ocean to train because of the added resistance from the water.
It's possible.
Yeah,
it's true.
And they're gonna emerge more stronger than ever,
more powerful than ever.
Yeah,
they're just gonna, man. We talked about the Garfield phones that washed up. Can you imagine thousands of rare Gokus washing up on the beach?
Gokus are way sharper than
Garfield phones.
That's one thing. You definitely his hair is pointy
down.
By itself.
They'll be worn down from the ocean.
Yeah, they'll be like rounder. Like horrific, like, nightmare Gokus with no face left.
Yeah, they'll be like Goku sea glass. It'll be really. Really
go
weird.
Just smooth Gokus washing up
hundreds
everywhere.
Of smooth Gokus. Watch up.
They'll make art. The seaside towns will make art out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll embed them into the boardwalk in like decorative patterns.
My aunt's making rings on Etsy with smooth Gokus as gemstones. Also, maybe, you know what, we're changing the Patreon now. It's just Kath reading the Dragon Ball wiki, just having to explain, like Goku then went Super Saiyan 4, which is a stronger form of Super Saiyan.
This is every time I do Dragon Ball or Ballin' Out Super, I get so nervous because I don't know anything about any of this stuff,
but
and every time I have to remember, Oh, that's the bit of the show.
Yeah.
Is that I don't know what it's about.
Check out Ballin' Out Super. I just guessed it on it a week or two ago.
Great show.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Don't know. Have done it twice. Don't know what I was talking about either time.
There's not
did
a
you
lot
have
going
an episode on. Where they spent the whole time charging up? Because that's the one I did.
Well, they re-released this thing called Dragon Ball Kai, which is like, by their admission, they were like, this is Dragon Ball Z, but we took out all the charging. They're like, because they just never had time to finish the episodes. Like, they were like, our schedule is too fast, so we made people charge a lot. And they re-released it, and they're like, we took out the charging, and now you can watch it. But I somehow, on the episode I did, got the one episode that was still all charging up, because I think it was a big enough attack. It was a spirit bomb. So they're like, this one still does take two episodes to charge up. God.
Right. So it's just guys alternating going, oh.
Yeah. I described it as like listening to the episode because there's Goku charging up. It was like, this feels like what it would sound like if Goku was like edging in the corner of your apartment for 30 minutes. Just like a lot of like him like grunting, just being like charging up.
That's my basic impression of most anime. But I do know who Goku is. So, you know, that's a step in the right direction. Yeah. Do you know what an Ultra Instinct sign is?
I do not. I have not gotten that far into the... I do know there's a guy, I was recently informed on Ball Not Super, there's a guy whose name is Super Baby, and I like him. I don't know much about him, but...
I like him.
I do enjoy that there's a
that
Super
Baby. That sounds
like...
Super Baby, to me, sounds like... That's like what most wrestlers in Mexico are named. They
Super
all have
Baby.
Names like that. There's a guy named Super Porky. There's a bunch of bootleg Ninja Turtles. There's like all kinds of...
A bunch of bootleg Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. Yep, there's like a faction of them. There's a big fat guy named Nino Hamburguesa. There's like,
are they like
a lot of stuff.
Okay, so bootleg Ninja Turtles, like, are they like are they the ones that are established? Or are they just like choosing other strange artists? Like
they
other...
dress as Ninja Turtles, mm-hmm. and they are absolutely not in any way sanctioned by the creators of Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but are they like? Do they still use like artist names, or they're like
it's Norman
Rockwell, the Ninja Turtle, or whatever?
No, it's still like Leonardo or whatever. They're just not allowed to do that, but they do it anyway.
Who's gonna stop me?
That's right.
Yeah, Mexican luchadors have the best names. There's Psycho Clown. That's one. He just has a clown mask.
I think that's also most regular wrestlers are could be called Psycho Clown.
Psycho Clown. What is this? The damn White House for the next. 19 days or whatever.
Yeah, we got to get in our roast. We got like 2 weeks left to talk about the finally pulling the carrot out of the rose garden. You know?
Hey, that's a good one.
Thanks. I've done it. I did it 3 years ago on this podcast. No, <I didn't. laughs> Dug it out of the freezer. Dug it out of the Dippin' Dots Sub-Zero freezer.
Out of the deep freeze.
There it is.
Yeah. Someone asked Jerry Seinfeld what he thinks about New York. I would love to hear it. Love to know.
Someone should ask him
how he feels.
This contendership thing is wild because like this one loss is more than they lose like in an average year, like a lot more than they lose apparently a few like over 1,000 a year on average. They lost 2,000 like just in this one, and you got to assume. Yeah. A bunch of that stuff is stuff that should not go in the ocean, so that's not great.
Yeah, it turns out the news to most people is not that the rare Gokus were lost. It was that there was a massive container ship accident in the ocean. But for the purposes of this podcast, my Gokus!
Hans Molman on a dock watching a ship full of medicine for him sink. Whoa.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It turns out it was all vaccines and Gokus, and we're just reporting.
Yeah, they were the vaccines were in the Gokus, like a Maltese Falcon situation.
Why they were so rare.
Yeah. Goku would defend them.
Excuse me, I know you're offering me the Pfizer vaccine, but do you have the rare Goku vaccine?
The Goku edition. There's like an absolute
the Goku X Pfizer.
There's like Goku X Pfizer. Yeah. Let me get the Alexander Wang vaccine, if I could. The limited.
No, he's canceled now.
Is he canceled?
Yeah, I think that's why you thought of his name, because he just got canceled.
Oh, no, I don't read the internet
I don't
anymore.
Want his... I just feel like maybe Osmosis brought that name to your brain.
Osmosis Jones?
I don't want his vaccine.
Yeah.
I'll take the Goku
vaccine. Goku has not been canceled. Goku famously chased, so he's fine.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, well, the one thing, though, is, like, if the value of these Gokus was that they were limited edition, they're still limited edition because they're all at the bottom of the oceans. Just make the same amount again and ship them out. You know?
I mean, I think ultimately the most limited edition is if you can retrieve one from the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Right. That is the most rare Goku.
Just a 100-year-old nerd. It's been 84 years, or, you know.
Yeah.
And then it ends with her throwing the Goku into the
Goku
the ocean.
Of the ocean.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. And she just overhand chucks it into the water at the end of the movie.
Lady, come on.
D.B. Cooper's treasure, Dragon Ball Cooper and the sunken Gokus. The Hardy Boy. Get the fucking Hardy Boys on the case, dude. Get them down there. Harvest
people really, don't know that DB and DB Cooper stood for
Dragon Ball Cooper.
I would absolutely watch that anime about an anime reinterpretation of the DB Cooper story, and it's called Dragon Ball Cooper.
Yeah, you gotta go get his gold so you can summon Shenron, the ancient dragon.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man. I'm mad that isn't a show I can watch after we record. Dragon Ball Cooper. The hidden
be
treasure.
The change you wish to see in the world. Draw that cartoon, Eli.
Dragon Ball Cooper.
Should we go to number one?
Let's do it.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Number one this week, this comes to us from Compact Prism. This is from BBC News. This is a story I enjoy very much, where it's something that someone is trying to paint as like an important thing to do, but it's 100% because they think it would be funny, which is that so every year the Queen of England delivers a traditional message on like BBC, and then so on Channel 4, which I don't understand TV in Britain, and I don't care to. There seem to be four channels total. I don't really get it. There's like BBC, BBC Two, BBC Three, Channel 4. End of story.
Sky.
Yeah.
There's one called Sky.
Like, I don't understand. But so they're going to be broadcasting at the same time as the real Queen is talking about whatever, which I imagine can't be that concise or, you know.
She like, just says, take it sleazy every year.
Well, it's also like, isn't she like 100,000 years old too?
She's pretty old.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 100,000 years old. It's pretty crazy.
And like, so I think somebody like, everyone tune in for
they found her on Meteor. It's pretty wild.
They're just like, everyone tune in for
her
what
and her corgis came here on a space rock.
Yeah. Everyone tune in for what's sure to be a focused and quick summary of the year from a 100 billion year old woman. So at the same time as she's talking, this is, I love this, like, the ordering of this information, this article, which is from BBC. So Channel 4 will be broadcasting a deepfake version of the Queen, giving their own address for the year, sharing its thoughts. And this is like...
all right, this year!
I'm just like...
That's probably what it's going to sound like. Because that's what they... Listen to this. This is two subsequent... These are two consecutive pieces of information about their broadcast. Let's go... Channel 4 said the intention was to give a stark warning about fake news in the digital age. Next, in the message, the deepfake will try its hand at a TikTok viral dance challenge.
No!
No, you're just doing this. Also, can't you still get your fucking head cut off for doing this in England? Isn't this still like a high crime or whatever?
They probably asked permission. But yeah, when you said like deepfake of the Queen, I'm like, are they going to... She's just going to get fucked then, right? That's what people do with...
We're going to be broadcasting...
Celebrity deepfakes. Yeah.
Also, I don't think they ask permission because I feel like they would just say no, right?
They're just going to have her dab. That's the only thing they're... That's the only reason they're doing this.
Only doing it to get the Queen to dab. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Queen and Squidward dabbing together.
Squidward! Your Majesty!
Do a dab!
Yeah, and it does
just
sound
the Queen
like...
standing on a float in a parade. Queen. And then she just does it.
The Queen standing on a float, like, has no idea she's on a float, or like...
Yeah. The Queen has never moved as fast as Squidward doing that dab in her life.
Yeah.
She cannot do it.
The queen just walking in that line of like Dora the Explorer and all like the breakdancing mascots. Okay. All right, queen. Okay.
Go queen. Go queen. The queen dabbing and one of her arms flies off.
Yeah. Everyone has to pretend it didn't happen because it's the queen. They all have to act super normal about
it. Just sew a corgi on where the arm was. She becomes like a... yeah, so the BBC doesn't love it. Their royal correspondent, Nicholas Witchell, says, "There have been countless imitations of the Queen. This isn't a particularly good one. As the voice sounds what it is, a rather poor attempt to impersonate her." Which I do found, like, based on what Cass said, that 100% sounds like it's going to be like, "Hello!" Like,
it's Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. That's what she sounds like.
"I'm the queen! This is the queen! Hello!"
Just dabbing furiously.
"It's a new year!"
If that's what they do, this? I will respect it. If the voice is just someone like badly recorded, I'm imagining like shitty audio, like into a phone. "Hello, it's the queen." Like, that would be sick. I would like that.
The deepfake,
because that does seem like the problem with deepfakes is like they can do the look pretty well, but you can't, like, doing the voice is harder.
Yeah,
like deepfaking the voice.
You need to get Frank Caliendo on the job. He's probably don't look up what he's up to now. Something's happened. Yeah, so some members of the public.
Something has happened.
I don't say any name because I don't follow news. And there's like been so many times on this podcast where I'm like, "Hey, you guys remember this?" And then my phone
Alexander
starts
Wang.
Buzzing as Kath texts me like arrest records for whoever.
Don't look up Frank Caliendo. Something has happened. A meteorite landed in his backyard and slowly he got taken over by the alien consciousness.
Yeah. It says here he got bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm just like, "You guys remember Kim Possible?" And then my phone's like, bzz, 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 bzz. I'm like, "Oh, no."
She said the N-word 2 years
Kim
ago.
Kim Possible said the N-word.
It's like, "Do you guys remember Inspector Gadget, that dog Brain?" It's like, "Yeah, he bit a kid. They had to put him down." They
put Brain down.
They had to shoot him.
Oh.
He was executed by firing squad. He bit so many kids.
He wouldn't stop. And Inspector Gadget had zero interest in helping.
They knew he knew better. He's very smart. His name is Brain.
He's very smart. It was a willful act.
Look, it turns out that no matter how smart you make an animal through surgery and genetics, they love to bite kids, and you can't. That's the one hardwired genome you can't get out of there.
Brain.
Yeah. Like Coco the gorilla. No, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyways, the queen. Yeah, some members of the public have suggested this is disrespectful, which I would probably agree with, I guess. But we also just made fun of the queen for like 20 minutes.
That's the thing is, like, I agree with it, but that's why I like it.
Yeah.
I agree with it, and that's why it's good.
Like, if you're going to say that the deepfake is like an actual warning, okay, you either do one or two things. You, like, do a warning where it's like a War of the Worlds style, like her giving a serious message. Or, yeah, she dabs for 20 minutes and turns into a corgi. And it just put her on the Badger song from, like, forever ago.
They're just going to have, the queen's going to be marching towards a fountain. And then when she goes through the fountain, she will be a corgi or an alligator or a chicken.
Yeah, a cocodrillo. Yeah.
Deepfake the queen into that scene from Jackass where the guy stands on top of a porta potty and they fly model planes. Yeah. So,
it's,
and
like, why is the queen using a toilet in a Home Depot?
The queen's PR team has to cover up because she used a toilet in a Home Depot, which in Britain is called Home Depot.
That's right.
Yeah. It's so, like, it would be, I don't know if this is, at some point I think we're going to get, I don't know, what's a British seasoned assist? You just get, like, a bobby pin in the mail.
We're gonna get put in the Tower of London.
you open your door and there's like a bobby pin. What do they call a bobby club? Like in a box outside your door, and that's a threat from England. So
a billy club.
Yeah, billy club.
A bobby pin is the little thing that goes in your hair.
Yeah,
it's very different.
Bobby club. Yes, that thing.
Those guys are bobbies, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so they are bobbies. Kinda... They carry billy clubs. Bobby pins hold your bun in place.
Yeah,
they... not threatening. Very not threatening.
Mm-hmm. If you do something wrong, 12 of them chase after you in a tight pack, you and the yep. rest of the Beatles. So, oh yeah, but there'll be people like, if she started to like, who was it, Reagan? That, like if the Queen was really losing it, but they wouldn't admit it. And so they did have to like cover for her, like taking a shit in Home Depot and like doing things like that.
I mean, the nice thing is with the Queen, they don't let her out, I don't think. So if she was like... Like, I don't think the Queen would ever be in a Home Depot. So, like, she's just taking a shit in the palace, and they're cleaning it up.
The Queen is, like, fine. The Queen is exactly like Baby Yoda at this point. She's just, like, wandering around eating eggs out of jars.
Yeah.
They're, like,
she's
trying
just
to corral
sucking
her.
Down a whole live frog.
Oh, well, we won't be having any live shows in England after we've been... strongly disciplined by their
yeah they're gonna our phones are gonna get hacked now by Rupert Murdoch or whatever. Yeah.
They're gonna colonize our podcasts. This is
god damn it.
Fuck.
So
well, sorry to Britain. Please let us move there when our country falls apart because no one takes the vaccine.
Aren't they also not doing well though?
They're also not
yeah,
doing well.
No.
That's a good point.
Like they've also yeah. fucked it up. But
well, should we do plugs?
Let's do plugs.
Let's do plugs.
Plugs, 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 plugs.
Everybody! That song has the energy of when somebody's like, "Taste how bad this is." You know, they're like, "This sucks. Smell this sock. Like, it's so bad."
It's like, no.
You made it happen. It was your
I know.
Idea.
This is my creation. This is my design.
So that's right.
This is my design.
Hey, if you want to support the show and you want to get a bunch of bonus content in addition, the best way to do that is patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got a ton of bonus episodes. We got a Roadhouse commentary track. We got live show video. There's just a whole mess of stuff on there. And we got some goals. When we get to 1,100 patrons, Eli is going to do an art show of his fantasy art from when he was younger on Twitch. Mm. If we get to 1,200, when we get to 1,200, we're going to do the Death Nut Challenge, which is eating a series of increasingly spicy nuts, which, given that they've been sitting somewhere for a while waiting for us to hit 1,200, I assume have only become more powerful just by their being stored. So that's becoming even more dangerous by the moment. If we hit 2,000, we are going to do the NFL Combine. So those are the those are the goals that we have set right now. And like I said, if you want to support the show, that's a great way to do it. If you have the means, if not, you know, tell your friends. That's another good way to support the show. Give us a review on iTunes. We got the TeePublic for a bunch of merch. There's a link in the description. There will be sales this month. We will try to... let you know about those in advance. There are none at the moment, I don't believe. Sometimes they just spring them on you. So check the link. Maybe there is one. Got the Discord, which is a great place to hang out. A lot of cool folks hanging out in there. And there's a link to that in the description as well. If you hit the $10 subscription level, you get to go to the private channels where all the good stuff happens, I guess. And also to suggest stories and stuff.
The What a Time dark web.
You that's right. Access. We're What a Time Pod on Instagram, What a Time Pod on Twitter, whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. I don't have anything to promote. I'm Patty Mo on all the stuff, and that's it for me.
I am Kath Barbadoro on everything. I have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. that's a true crime podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. I do it with my friend, comedian Pat Saroyce. Our most recent free episode is about Manti Te'o getting catfished by a fake girlfriend. That was very fun to record. We also have a bunch of really good bonus episodes. We do one free episode a month and 2 Patreon-only bonus episodes a month. Our last bonus episode was about a con woman in revolutionary France that basically kind of single-handedly caused the downfall of Marie Antoinette via stealing a necklace from her. And it's a good story. So patreon.com/liecheatandsteal. Lie, cheat, and steal on everything. And I believe that is all I have to plug.
I'm Eli Yudin on Twitter, E-L-I-Y-U-D-I-N. I'm Chili's Restaurants on Instagram and on Twitch, twitch.tv/pig_dog. You can follow me there. Also, I do a show with some old friends from College Humor called TV and D, where we play D&D as different old TV casts. That's at twitch.tv/TV, the word end, D. And you can also watch old episodes on YouTube. It's been really fun. We've done The Sopranos. We've done King of the Hill. We've done Gilligan's Island. And I'm very excited for this coming Thursday at 9:30 ET, if you want to watch. We are doing a version where all of the friends from Friends fight in a gladiator pit. 1v1. PvP. So that should be very fun if you want to check it out. That's it for me.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
The queen.